At one hole, he told me many stories, how to hunt trapping with wild ponies, teaching me older brothers how to mount the pony, bag them from fear, gentleness, a horse called gentleness. Now, when I say he was teaching them to how to control a wild ponies, he had to teach him how to handle the pony with gentleness in the mouth and the little fingers and turn them left or right. And then he had a bag or bushes and things like that to take the fear out of the pony so they can mount it, jump on it and that sort of thing. And then he used some of these, like, that's what I call of gentleness. But then the lady heard of his, what he was doing, and she was an old Aboriginal lady, lived in about 4 km out of Genosia, and she had a horse called Molly. And this little pony was, because they were in their 60s, I think, those old people at the time, and this little pony was a bit too... she couldn't control it. It was going too fast, or it couldn't, you know, it wouldn't steady down at the right moment. So she asked my dad to take it and try to get some sort of understanding into the pony. Anyway, that became my... I had to ride that little pony to school every morning. I had one of them through the gates. And but in so doing that, there were so many tales around... in that my age group at that time,